yet, please come take it now. Rosh and Mesechta Avodah Zarah. We're giving out. We're going to go right now to this Rosh. You want to have it? Please take it. Should be enough for hope for everybody. Okay. Good. We're both side. We're going to go straight to the Rosh and Mesechta Avodah Zarah. We should have to going to come. Our whole point today is to compare the Rosh and Avodah Zarah.
I think this is the last one.
You didn't have it. You have it yesterday.
I got one, but I forgot to bring it with
me. You won't take it. Okay. And we're going to compare it to the Rosh in Mesechta Pesachim. That makes sense, would it not? We have a Rosh in Avodah Zarah and the Rosh in Pesachim. We got to see. So let's first start with the Rosh in Pesachim, Siman Zayin. We're going to turn our attention to the Rosh in Mesechta Avodah Zarah. But before I even do that, I want to read you the tshuva of the Rashba, which we've spoken about it so many times, Rashba's opinion. And I never read it to you from the inside. I think it's the Kedai I just read it to you. In Simantov Kuf Tes Zayin. In Simantov Kuf Tes Zayin, the Rashba says explicitly what we spoke about a little bit yesterday. He writes, Napar not only works, which is Hetera. Aber Masha Kibo Tamen a Yisra Afila to Marbo Kama Tamen La Ola Masa The Yisra Shibo La Hechan Ola. So now it's the second time, third time, fifth time, 100th time, it's all awesome. And what's the pshat in Basa B'chalof? She called Bela Hetta She Nechlash V'Niklash is a Tam Kolosh. Ad She Ein Bo Ola Nosem Tam Ba Nosem Tam Ein Aurora Lochol Olof Shem Yisr. Where is it in Shas? Two places in history. Where are they? Basar B'chalof, and Kotchit. Shabbos, a shin is special, but cleave, Yachakach is special, dog and also cleave, Kiblu, a dog and tam and a kadera, for Niklash tama bosso kokach, shen roy lochel of shen bosso, shen lochel of kuta. That's example number one. This is classical, not for not. Kayotse bo, bekochim. It says in Avodah Zarah daf ayin vav, shpud magilon. Why is it so? Explains the Gemara. It's a Tera Bola. So it's explicit in Shumas Rashba, Simen Tov Kuf Tezayin, that this comparison we keep talking about, he's the one who compares the two. That's where the Shulchan Aruch got into trouble for being on two sides of the story because of the comparison which is given over here in the Shumas Rashba. He's the one who compared them, and others disagree. Then, okay, this is a very important Shuma. Once we're on this tshuva, it's just Tov Kuf Tezayin. A little bit earlier, in Siman Tov Tzadi Tes, he wanted to know what's the story about Nos and Tam Lefgam with respect to Pesach. He goes back and forth. He says as follows: Masha Marta Chometz Pogam Shenisav Masha BePesach. Which is not be'en. Im nachmer olav kemen shisur b'mashu im lav. That's the question we've been speaking about already for a long time. He says, what kind of pagam are you talking about? If it's pogam gomur, afro b'yal, it's even mutter by itself. Even it's nothing. Eino pogam gomur, oser taravoso b'achila afila b'mashu. He quotes it from the rehazah, okay? That's the Tosaf Avodah Zarah, Sam of Vav. Why? The Fisha Kol Shu B'Mashu Ve'en Amach Mas Tamo Ein Chiluk Ben Tam Levgam L'Shein Levgam Shari Ein Holchen Bo Achar Tamo. This is what we saw quoted the Rosh here made a reference to it. V'Dover Boro L'Fidaiti Afal Pisha Mixas Merabosai Cholken Alof U'Chid Medumani Shiyesh Lo Raya Mefureshes Bepluktu the Rav Shmuel Bekederes Bepesach Umisugya the Itmar Olav the Gemara Bein Mefarshim the Chacham. You figure it out. I'm not telling you. You figure out the Raya. It's a strange language here. That's what happens. That's very, very important, this Rashi. We're going to get to it a little bit later on. But this so far fits in beautifully with what we spoke about already yesterday in Shia. Not everyone was here. We'll review briefly. I read you a Prima Gordon. I'll read you another Prima Gordon one more time. By the way, I'm reminded. Tomorrow, is it true it's a Thursday schedule? Is that correct? You have it on your college schedule? We're doing Yishir 11 o'clock. Okay? And Thursday is also Thursday schedule?
Yeah.
Two Thursdays this week. Okay? This is Kriyas Torah tomorrow. So. Okay. So, good. So we'll have Shir tomorrow at 11. Siyata Deshmaya. What are you doing here? Let's start trying. Oh, yes, the Prima Gadol. So I got it now in a better print. I went to borrow the, read it to a big print. I read it from the small print. Same exact words. But since not everyone was here, it's worthwhile repeating. This Shaila says the Prima Gadol in Simon Kuf Gimel in Yoredeya, Mishpat Zov, end of Os Aleph. It's a big fight in Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud. Why don't you look inside if you all have the Mishnah Berurah. Open up this again. It's a quick chazara before we get to the rush. The rush is coming up very soon. Please be a little bit patient. Okay? Please, Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud. Just a very brief review. No sentam lefgam mutagam bepesach. Yesh machmirin. Okay? Now, what's the lumbus of the machmirin? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's not completely clear. I mean, it's sort of what the Rashba said. We just read it. B'tamam hu, do le'inyin, in Tzadi Zayin, do ein lecha bitl tam yosem yimashu be'elef, filo hochi osru chachamim be'pesach, v'adin, nami nos tam lefgam be'pesach, osu b'achilu v'hano. In other words, there's no bitl. Bitl won't work. Said the Prima Gadim, that's very nice. I assume you need bitl. He's working with an assumption that you need bitl. I'm reading to you from the Prima Gadim one more time. He says as follows. This is the Rashba speaking. He calls the Rashba Tav Tzadi Tes. L'shitase ozil, the nosen tam lifgam mitam bitl barov. And chomes the pesel kol she was aser. Only l'shitase is based upon bitl barov. As opposed to others, the Ran, we'll see later, the Ra'ah, who say, no, Sintam Levgam is Dome Levela, She'ena Ruyel Leger. But even he calls no, Sintam Levgam Tzas. It's not completely unfit for eating. But Lo Mitam Bitl Barov, who I didn't, no, Sintam Levgam in Pesach, Roy Lahati Rabosai. So it all depends what we call no, Sintam Levgam Tzas. Is it based on Bitl Barov? That's the Rashba Shita. And therefore he says it's also on Pesach. We don't accept Bitl Barov and Pesach. Going to the Ran, that it's not based on Bitl Barov. We'll see later the details. Then we would say it is prohibited. Keep in mind, back in your mind, that the Rashba brought a Raya to what he said from where? From Kederos for Pesach. He didn't say what it is. Tein lechochem v'yech kamot. You figure it out. We, of course, know what the Raya is, because we saw it right away in the Ran. We read it in Shir yesterday. Let's read it one more time. Just the Chatham again. It's the first round in the Sugir Rabosai. Open the Gemara Pesachim. We're warming up for Pesachim. We'll get to the Rosh. Let's read a little bit of Gemara. Actually, we'll read a little bit of Ran first. We'll go to the Ran, then we'll go to the Rosh. Start the Ran again. A lot of Chazaras is the only way we have to get these concepts straight in our heads. Omar Rab, the first round on the Sugir, page Chof Aleph, in our print. Zion and the Bays in the old print. Okay? The very, very first thing. Omar Rav, you should break the pot. You should break the kederos. Break the pots. Right? Why? Why do you break the pots? Apparently, you see, a nostan of gam is osur. Because you have to, well, otherwise, why break it? It's not a bas yoma. So he quotes the Tosis and says, it's not above. No! Can't prove anything from here. If this is a narrow line, it's in column 2 of page Chof Aleph, an upper. A few of the Islay and Ostan of Kav with Mutter, Hani Mili B, Surim, Shane Ostan Ben Ostan Tan. Abu Chomets, Shaosa Ben Mashu, Kevin, Shane Hochen, Boach, and Nesina's Tam, Afil and Ostan Tam of Gav is Ostan. Says Iran Valoni here, Ali. It is wrong. It's wrong. Why? The man, the Shane Ostan of Kav in the Veil of Shane Wheel of Gergamala. Ain't a kriya nevela. The kav now few and pogam be ain't a usher. Hech yes, there is taru vaso. Okay, period. I would do it out Gemara. Next paragraph. Lav kushu. A few man dama no stand of kam is mutter. That's b'diavet. Lechatchil alav. So therefore, Rav simply can't, has to break the pot. I break the pot of the Evet? No. Because the Chulin Kufir Alav is a pincha used for salting meat, to absorb blood, and you got to throw it out. It's not considered the B'di Evet. Ad Kan the Rav. The Rav is a very powerful refutation. We don't say that all the Rishonim are busy with this Raya, including the Rajba. He didn't spell it out, Ten L'Chacham V'Yachamot, but presumably he means this. Whereas Iran's reputation to be very, very powerful from our point of view. I don't see how do you climb out of this. No, no. I thought Iran was right. Anyway, I already mentioned to you, I asked for help, that there's a Gilead Marashah in the back of the Yalka Mefarshim. Just again, one more time, I'm enlisting your help. I need your help. Okay? Someone has to help me out with this one because I can't find it. There's a Gilead Marashah. A lengthy Gilead Marashah here. Talks about a whole lengthy issue over here. This is with the Evan the Chatchila. And I think somewhere he quoted himself in Avodah Zarah. I can't even find it right now. But I couldn't find it in the new Oz Vahad Gemaras. Ah, here it is. This is the last piece on page Vav. Ayin, Mashiach Savti, beginning of Iran, about Azor, Allah, Shinsa, Magim, Aleph. I just couldn't find it. So if someone could find me the Gilead Marashah in any version, go to the library. I'm curious to know what he says. Because here, I feel the Pogan Be'eno, the Iran assumes even it's Pogan Tzas, the Prima Gadam Kol, which is not Pogan Be'eno. That's what I think his question is going to be. Whatever, I'm just pointing it out for the fifth time so someone can help me out if you find me the Gilead Marashah. Ad Kan Rav Ose, a quick chazara from who we spoke about yesterday. Any questions? So now we turn to the Rosh, some textual readings, Rav Ose. The text is very important. Let's read the text. Siman Zayin. I'm going to read it slowly together, okay? Siman Zayin. Just looking for any more copies of the Rosh here. I mean, the one in Avodah Zarah. If you don't have a Rosh in Avodah Zarah with you, I'm sorry I made copies. I guess people maybe even left them already. I don't think I have any more copies with me. I don't think. That's okay. People have it. I'm just looking on with a friend. We'll get to Avodah Zarah momentarily. Okay. Maybe you can even put it on the screen if you want. But for the moment, let us do the Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to Avodah Zarah. Siman Zayin, Rabosai. Siman Zayin. Okay. Rabosai, a very, very important ideal over here. We are on page Yud Aleph in our print, column 2. Pasuk Rashba, to the end of the sixth line. Shetzarech lahagil hayora hagdola kodem shagilu kakelu. You have to kasher the big pot into which the small pots go before you do the kasher. And after they explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yora Gedola Mai, that means the big pot which you use to kasher all the kale. Fine. However, because of oat, the line begins at the halfway down the column 2. Yesh Rabbah saying the Cholkem al Davazeh. We're freshen Yora Gedola B'mai Ayora the Almakoi, not the one you're going to kasher in. But it's a tray for clean. Vadinimo, and they're right. The mata kone ishvata was there. What do you gain by kashering the pot, which is going to be used to kasher all the other pots? Diim toma b'shvushlo tesa play tosa. Es hakena shemagilin bo. The big pot shouldn't make the other pots straight. Akati ika chashash to play this kelim arishonim. Tesa tzakenim shemagilin machakach. You're going to use the big pot even if you kosherize it. But you're going to kasher one pot, another pot, another pot, and that one. I got to kasher between each and every kashering of the small pots. That's ridiculous. What must you say? The small bavis of the carbon asana. But oh, it should true them liflo lo bali. Im kain, I feel a low shiru anami, ad kan devrayim. This is what the Rush quotes. The ain't devarav nearly. The plate is kelim arishonim, ena oseres sakronim. The chokliv and klishim achnisimbo plate is isura bodal bishishim, v'mehayora. He's assuming that a small pot is going to be bottle. Its volume of its walls is less than 1/60th of the water in the big pot. Avalayora Agadola, the big bin pot, has so much volume in its walls. Ain't but Mayim Shabatoka Shishim, the Vatlas play tosses the Bakulu Sharina. You have to kasher it from the very beginning. As we saw yesterday, in Chazar again, in Os Zion, because Adam corrected me. I said there were four nafkaminas all found in the pre-chodesh. I was incorrect. Again, Isura Bala or Terabala. I just read the Rashba. Rashba had two befeirish, right? He linked them together, clear. I just read it to you. What are those two? Come on, Chazar the two. Whether Hagola works for a grill, number one, and whether it's not by not that terah the yisur, that's befurish. In mivat nisan lachatchil, that's not rachu as rashba. It's in the pre-chodesh, correct? What's not in the pre-chodesh? Chaticha nas in the veil. That's not there, right? But that's here. That's here in the korban sanal os zayin, os zayin. The korban sanal is bothered by the question: what do you gain by the hagola? It goes in and it goes out from the pot to the water, comes right back in again. Is they said the last line in column one in our edition, Rabbeinu Shuliget Anoshim Simulam Ches Mishum Kushuzu, because of this question, what do you gain? His game the Pirish Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Larmina Chaticha, what's Nun Nun? What's Nun Nun stand for? Nasas Nevela. You look it up in the glossary of terms. Chaticha Nas and Nevela. You don't say it becomes completely awesome. It's only proportionally awesome. As the Machta Shekel says in Simon Tov Nun Aleph and Kot Mem. It's proportionally also at the prorated coming out. Ela v'bosa b'cholav, lo nasu amayim nevela. So therefore, what? Uma'at isra anifla min ayora, choze v'nivla b'socho, only proportionally, only a small amount of it. So therefore, it has to be batal b'shishim the next time around. So there's no problem. This is what the korban esanal ozayin explains pshat in the words of the Rush, but of course that's in Pesach. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the Rush is going on is talking about what? Where'd you buy the kli from? Who? From whom? Asheni Yid? No, who'd you buy it from? A guy. Right, a guy. We just saw. Alokeach kli tashmina nachrim. They used it for pork. That's Yisur Abola. So pork is Yisur Abola. You have this problem of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. So therefore you have to kasha a big pot first. Gotta kasha the big pot first, otherwise it says it's a disaster. He's always assuming that everything else is gonna be batal b'shishim. That's he's assuming. Everything else is gonna be batal b'shishim. Okay. That is his assumption. That is his assumption. Now it's interesting. What about this idea that the Rosh quoted from these Gedolim? What did they say? They quoted Mefurash Gemara. Rabbi said, Mefurash Gemara. The Pa'od Shetrud and Lifl, no, Lo Bali. Where'd that come from? Take a look at the Korban Asanel Ozvav. Kedamer Gabe Simon and Beperek HaKol Shochan Dav Ches Mechulin. That I did the Torah the Miflet Lo Bali. It's going out, it's not coming in. No, Rabbeinu Svirle. The Eino Dome. The Beis HaShchita Eino Roseach Kolkach. There's more expression in Chulin, Beis HaShchita Roseach. Not that hot. Shemochi Eino Lo Koach Livloa. Once while it's being polling. Avayde Bishul, Yesh lo koach lahaflit ulahavliya at the same time. B'pamachas. That's the essence of Bishul. Bishul is taruvah's tamim. It's taking in and going out all at the same time. It's the very definition of Bishul. So Rav Osai, just keep this in mind, why the Rosh would not accept this, because the Rosh himself didn't tell you. Korban HaSanal was here to tell you why the Rosh would not accept it at all. Fine, everything so far is Gevaldik. Gevaldik. Well, here's a question, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Natan holds Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So now what are you going to do? Well, when the Rambam passes Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So how in the world are you going to kasher a kli? It's going to go in, it's going to go out, in, out, in, out, and keep coming back and forth. What good does the kashering do? What good does kashering do? So it's going to go in and go out all over and over and over and over and over again. So the Rosh is going to obviously discuss this a little bit later on. Let's turn our both sides to page Yud Beis in our print. Everyone has my print? Page Yud Beis. We finish Yud Aleph now, and now we turn to Yud Beis. And Simon Zion takes up the entire first column and even a tiny little bit afterwards. Okay? So we have to discuss this. Be'i and Rav will be assisted and led by the Rosh, the Sefta Vadazar that most of you have in front of you. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. Because Mary line 2, Kshakhtiora Hagdol Ibas Yoma. Oz tarach lachshir etchila. V'chein nami. Not only that, but kli shu ben yomo ein lahagil. Elim kenesh b'mei yorah gedolah shishim levatul peiras hakli. Tainu kol ovi dofni hakli tebuchule misharina. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. It's a serious problem. Diem ein bo shishim kol haniflat mimenu chozer v'nivla b'socho. What do you mean kol? What do you mean kol? What's the problem? What's the problem? Shouldn't we say, if you don't say chaticha nasa nevela, what are you really worried about? Let's say, for example, it's a ben yomo, rabosai, and there's no shishim. Right? So then, still, it shouldn't be such a problem, but again, we'll put that on the side for the moment. Fine. V'shuman b'cham n'avitam l'shvach. Fine. Aval emeinem b'nei yomen, skip the line. Mutal ha'gilo. Afilu ein b'mayim shishim levat l'asakli. Okay, fine. Now he's asking a very good question. The question is, what do you gain, Rabosai? It's a logical question. What do you gain? You're talking about Eina Ben Yomo. What does Hagola accomplish? Rabosai, if I cook in this unkashered pot, potatoes, the pears are going to be kosher. So what did I gain with the whole Hagola process? All I did is that what happened was the tarfas in the pot went into the water, came right back again. What did I gain? What did I gain? Look what he writes. V'yafal pi shetama pogam aniflat mimenu. Choze v'nivla besocho. V'havalik akor magola. What did I gain? What did I gain? Says the Rosh as follows. Ein bo chashash. Tavei kenosen tam barnosen tam. Shenifla men akli lamayim. V'choze v'nivla bekli. V'chulan heter. Why? Kevan shenifkam hatam. Aha. The Rosh is assuming, Eina ben Yomo, the time is pogum. So what happens? So you have a taste goes from the pot into the water, and the water into the pot, and it's pogum. It was pogum when it hit the water. Pogum goes back to the pot. So therefore it's considered the equivalent of not by not, the hetera. Even though it comes from chazer, doesn't matter. But chazer, which is 24 hours in a pot, it hits the water, maybe even in the pot itself, we'll see, it's considered to be pogum. So it's considered to be a not bar not the hetera, as opposed to if I cooked in the pot rabosai and I did not kosher it, true, the food is going to be kosher with the oven. That's true. But I had no right to use the pot in the first place, rabosai, if I didn't kosher it. Why? Because that Nesina's tam began as meshubach. When it went into the pot originally, it was meshubach in the pot. So if I cook it, it goes from that pot straight into my potatoes, so the potatoes got a taste of something which had started off meshubach. They know how to do. But if I kosher it, now that new taste that's reintroduced to the pot started off pogum. It's already pogum maybe in the pot, so in the water, back to the pot. That's a distinction. Rabosa. Let's go further. Because again, it's lefgam. So this is what the Rosh answers to this question. What did you gain? You gained something. Before it started off, presumably, as b'shvach, and then this new b'liya starts off lefgam. It went with me so far? Got the question? You understand the question and the answer? The question was, what did you gain by the whole Hagala process? It was pogum before, it's pogum now. What's the answer? Before, the pegima started off good, and after that go, the pegima started off bad. Now he asks a new question. It's important to know there are two separate questions and two separate answers. A new question. V'lo gazrina lahagel b'chli sheina b'asyoma. Otu kli shi b'asyoma. We should ask the kashu k'chli sheina b'asyoma. Otu b'asyoma. V'chein lahagel kli sheina b'asyoma. Otu kli shu b'asyoma. Yeah. Where do we find precedent? Ki echi de asrina levasha b'kli shein ben yomo. Otu kli shu ben yomo. That's agir sinna what I find above the top line. Good question to ask. What's the difference? Or both sides. If the whole reason why you're not supposed to use a kli before kashering is xer ene ben yomo otu ben yomo, let's take the same exact xer and apply it to Hagola. Because you can't kasher ben yomo for reasons we just spoke about. So you shouldn't yell the kasha ain't a ben yomo either. Pshah, great kasha. Gets two terutz. We see the two terutz are separate, right? It's important to see the two terutz. Terutz number one. Tahasam roy ligzor. When it comes to bishul. Why? Shemivasha v'kli ben yomo. Hatav shal osu ben haTorah. It's reason number one. That the problem is if you'll cook within a ben yomo, it's going to be osu ben haTorah. So it's not a gzeira l'gzeira. It's only a gzeira, right? Otuwa d'oraisa. Reason number one. Reason number two, a practical reason. V'gam bishul tavshul osu ben habayis v'kal yitu imnata l'chatchila levasha v'kli shen ben yomo. Kach yivasha v'kli shu ben yomo. Because everyone's involved. Everyone cooks in the house. What are the two contrasts? So let's do the second one first, with a small iron is. That's easy. The gamma bola haksha kli ain't no rogelito. Stop right there. That means if the rabbi does the kashrut, no, it's not just done by everybody in the household. That's the second. But the hard part is the first. What's the contrast to the first consideration? When it comes to what he said before, when it comes to the bishul, the shabbat, the raisa, and when it comes to the hagola, there's no shabbat, the raisa. Why not? Let's read this one line, it's critical. Avalach with a small sabbath, it's a critical line. Im yavzar v'yivla ma'at min ha'niflat dova mu'adhu v'no sein tam bar no sein tamu. But here, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario, Rabosa, the worst case scenario is what? You'll kasher Rabosa with a ben yomo. Right? The same as you made a gzeira. You shouldn't chas v'shalom cook in a ben yomo. So to make a gzeira, you shouldn't kasher in a ben yomo. Big deal! If you're kasher in a ben yomo, so what? It's only a small amount, and it's a not bar not. What's wrong with this picture, Rav Osai? What's wrong with this picture?
Bishul is also not bar not.
Right? Right? And why is it, and why we prohibit the food? If I take pork, cook in my pot, and so protect. Right! Not by not the Isura. Here it's also not by not the Isura. What's gained? What is flying over here? What's going on? Or what's happening? What is the rush talking about? Who can understand what the rush means? Give you a prize. What does the rush mean? It's one line. It's not from the Samach to the Ayah. It's only one line. What's the line say? In Yavzo v'yivla ma'atmina nifla dava mu'adhu v'no santam b'no santam. What kind of no santam b'no santam? It's not banat the Yisura. It's thought of as pork. What do you mean not banat? What's going on over here? That's the problem. That's the problem. Serious problem. Says the Korban Asan al Samach, Ubishuli Avodazara Kosta Rabbeinu Tamacher. He said, Vukula Heter Kevon Shenifka Mata. What does that mean? Explains the Korban Asan. The Hosam Kli Shal Isaru, Vukula Filu Balua Mibosa Vukola. Dimu ben yomo v'ein bo shishim amayim kula nasa zaveil. Mash enk ein hocha lagabe isur chometz lo amina nasa zaveil. Kimo shemats rabbeinu sof gergar anoshe im kain habalua dover muatu. Ayin shabu b'memem, we'll see what that means. Shlo hirgush b'zeh. Ayin mashkot v'shach simen tzadi dalet zivkot n'chav beis. He's giving a bunch of maramakarmas. What's he saying over here? Let me tell you what I think he said. The rush is a dava muad. You know why it's a dava muad? For the very reason I told you a few minutes ago. What happens, Rabosai? It all goes out and it all comes in. But it only comes in prorated. Rabosai, think for a minute. You have a volume of a pot. Rabosai, I'm asking you a question. Archimedes' principle. The volume of a pot. You go online and figure this thing out. I don't know how you do this. You have a pot, you buy a pot in the store. And you go online, I want to buy a 2-quart pot, a 4-quart, whatever pot, how big are pots these days? 4 quarts, 8 quarts, well, you know, I want to know from the manufacturer, and we know what quarts are, a quart is also, it's really a cubic measure, and you can easily move it into cc's, you can figure out what the volume is, right? I want to know, Mr. Farberware, yeah, is they still have Farberware, is that still a common brand? When I got married, was it, yeah? Still have it? Okay, you got Farberware you got married to?
I don't remember.
Oh, my aunt brought it to my wedding. I stood like yesterday. She brought me 3 boxes of barbed wire to my chazan. I'm bringing home. Baruch Hashem. So I want to know, what's the volume of the metal? I want to know the comparison of the volume of the metal of the farberware compared to the water or whatever else, soup, that's going to be in the farberware. I want to know, what do you think is more, the metal or the water? Huh? What do you think? I sure hope so. We assume the water, in a typical case, like that's how much water you put in. But if you put in a significant amount of water, the water is going to be more than the metal. Okay, good. So now I have Bekula Misharina. You assume the entire volume of the metal is considered a shtick treif, because we don't know how much got absorbed into it. Good. Now it goes to both sides. From the metal into the water. Okay, but the water is X times the metal. Pick a number, 10. Let's pick a number 10, just to make it easy. So now you have water, which is 90% water, you know, halachically, and 10% treif. Right? You with me so far? This water, picture this water in your mind as being 9 parts kosher and 1 part treif, because after all, the water was much bigger than the volume of the pot, the metal of the pot. Good. So assume you don't say chaticha nas in the vela, so it's only proportional. Now what happens? Now the water, which is going back into the pot, what's going back in? Well, we say 9 parts kosher and 1 part treif. So from this point on, we're no longer going to consider the pot 100% treif. No, the pot is only 10% treif. With me so far? The pot is only 10% treif. Good. Now this 10% treif pot gets mixed into the next soup that you make, the soup. Okay, but it's only 1/10 of the pot which falls into the soup. 1/10 of the pot, if the soup is 10 times the pot, it's 100 times the 1/10. So the second time, so it's going to be kosher. That's pshat over here. That's what he says. The Korban and Sanal said it. Let's read it together again. Read it together. He says, like this. The Gabe Chometz, lo amina chaticha nas in the vela, as the Rosh says in Perigir Anoshe, can a balu adav amuatu. Rabbi said, this seems to be incorrect, minei obey. Why? Because the Korban HaSanal himself, courtesy of him we know this, quotes the Rosh, the last line of column 1 in the previous page at Aleph, that the Rosh paskens in Chulin, through this question, Rabbeinu Ephraim, you don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. So if you don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, so it's never a problem. So that's Rabbi Osai, that's not a different reason. He says in Avodah Zarah, what a different reason. No, that's the same reason. That's exactly the same reason that he wrote in Avodah Zarah is the reason he's writing over here. What do you write over here? One line again. Samach Ta'ayim. Im Yarzav Yivla Ma'at Mena Niflat Dabamuru. Ay Hanan. You don't say Beshari Surin. It's only 10%. So if a no sin tam bar no sin tam who? We had still had that question before. Isn't the no sin tam or no sin tam the Isura? We haven't gotten to that yet. But the question was a Dabamur, we understand very well. Very well. And Avodah Zarah didn't say anything different. The same as he meant over here. That's my distinction. Now we really have to get to the Russian Avodah Zarah now at long last to look inside. Everyone, Rabbi Osei, must have in front of him or his neighbor or on his computer. I don't care how you have it. The Russian Avodah Zarah. That's why I made special copies for everybody. If some of them had been enough, I'm pretty sure. If they got lost, we'll have to just compensate for the moment. Okay, everyone, I have the original. I copied it from this one. Beautiful new edition. Ah, Oz Vahada Lavusha. Right? So you all have the Russian Avodah Zarah. You all have it? What page is it? Is there a page number on top anywhere? Probably not, because they only copy half a page of each. I'll find it. It's the very end. The very, very end. It's the last page in the Masechta. Those who want it later on, look it up in the original. In this edition, goes from page Mem Ches to Mem Tes. Although neither page is found on the inside, they're on the outside, but you don't see where it is. We're going to pick up Rabbi Osai. It's on the Ma'amakomas. The Ma'amakomas said to look on the Russian Avodah Zarah from V'im Yavasha. Okay, V'im Yavasha, you can find Rabbi Osai. Well, maybe it's in Bishal, I should say. It's on column, the first, you have two columns. On your first column, about a third of the way down, it's three lines under the chaf. Two chafs. Sorry, I have to be two chafs. Three lines under the first chaf directly. Everyone with me? It's the last three wide lines before the indent. Hakadera asura v'atav shel mutter. Ki hakadera hoya ba'isur kodem shenifkam. We spoke about this a few minutes ago. It started off good. Aval atav shel lo hoya ba'isur me'olam. Why? Why? Because it was pogum from the very beginning. Right? It was pogum from the very first minute. V'o, the second reason. V'tav shel leka l'migzar dilma ochil v'nispashle v'bas yoma. Why? Tolo shchiach l'vashle v'bas yoma. Hol v'osel l'chatchil afilu v'she'en bas yoma. Rabosai, he's bothered by the following question. We say bishul, so b'di'evet, we say that the food is kosher, but the pot may not be used. Why is that so? So he gives two reasons. One reason is that the food may be used because there was never any meshubach once the food got involved, because it was already considered to be pogum in the pot. But the pot may not be used because the pot started off meshubach. Reason number two, the food may be used because it's very unusual to use a kli ben yom. Even a kli shein ben yom is also. So it's very unusual to use a kli ben yom. It would be very, very, very remote. But Rabosai, if we would allow you to use a kli ena ben yomo, next thing you know, you'll use a kli sheben yomo. That'll make it xeris. He only gave one answer over here, and then he gives two answers to this question. Let's go further now. It's going straight. We're reading straight now. Fine. We're in the narrow line number two. V'ein choshiv nat lefgam achetei akadera laila. That's a question of how long it has to take to get ben yomo. Either laila kodem ben atam, or me'es le'es tefir shri. That's what we pass it. It's at 24 hours. V'shalom esbashav b'klum. Avon esbashav on the interim. Sorach me'es le'es mi bishul achron. Because once you cook it at once, that bishul achron is going to make problems for us. Now, who would it really make problems for us? So the korban asanal mem, which is half not, does not appear in your editions, appears in mine, called the Torah Simon Kuf Gimel. Why? And he adds, if you should mishar and b'chol akadera, and when you heat up water within 24 hours, there's no 60. B'chaz ramayim kulon liyisr, and the Beis Yosef says, as if you hold chaticha atzma, nasas nevela b'chol ayisurin. This is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. It seems to be the view of the Rosh, as explained by the Pilpula Charif. You see the word Charif? Is the word Charif on your sheet?
Yeah.
Okay. So unfortunately, you can't. The beginning of Mem you don't have. We'll come back to it later on. Up to the Mem. Avol nizbashu b'tzorach meis li'eis v'bishul achron. V'ein lahagil kli ben yomo imlo shiyah b'mayim shishim. Keneged kol akli. Why? So he quotes Nun. Perikol shah gabi yor dolav de bekula misharinon. De bekula misharinon. Rabosa. Fine. De masha niflat mi menu. Chosev niflat besocho. Vishuman betchamen habitam l'shvach. There you go. I will make it earlier. No, it's a stam kenu shalakal ena b'nei yoma. Period. Any questions so far before we proceed? So far, I think we're so good for the moment. So far, we're so good. But now let's go and continue. V'lo gazrinan gabe hagola kli she'ein ben yomo otu ben yomo ki gazrinan hocha. Does this question sound familiar? Where did you see it before? The Rosh Pesachim, Simon Zion, the same question. That's before we even go any further with a small iron. Before we get to iron, how many answers did the Rosh give in Pesachim? Two. Well, reason number one. What's the most simple reason? Who does kashering? Well, the rabbi, the mashkiach. He's not going to make a mistake, as opposed to bishul. Everyone's cooking. What was the more complex reason? Let's read that one line. It's a one line in Pesachim before you approach Avodah Zarah. Let's read Pesachim one more time. Aval Hacha by the Samachis. Hacha. Im Yachza v'yivla ma'at min ha'nifla davamuru v'nosan tam v'nosan tam. That's the one line. Now we're going to see if what he says here is the same thing or a different thing. You may recall that the Korban HaSalah called it a different thing, and I'm resisting the Korban HaSalah. I think the rush is consistent. Let's take a look and see what he says over here. Let's read slowly and keep in mind what he said in Pesachim as well, and we'll see where both say, is it the same thing, is it a different thing? Let's see, read together. Everyone with me in the place? We're taking off where it says over here, the number, letter Ayin. Everyone with me? You're looking inside? Please look inside. What does he say? Kevon she'ein sorek nami hagola lo gazrinan elo b'shvil ha'tavshil. The afal gav shetama pogam ha'nivla memenu chozo b'nivla b'socho v'hava le kekonam hagola. What question is this? What question is this? Is it the same question or is it a different question? It's the earlier question that the Rosh had. That's the point. I'm so glad you said it. The order is reversed. This is the earlier question he asked himself. There were two separate questions. That's Chazal. What are two separate questions? One is, Rabosai, what does Hagola gain? Gains nothing. That he asked first himself, and he's about to ask it second in Avodah Zarah. What was the other question? Why don't you make a Gzeira and Yom HaDeh Ben Yom by Hagola? That he asked second in Pesachim and first in Avodah Zarah. Now let's read one more line again. What you gain? Ain't lochush. Why? Look at the reason he gives. The havalei no sin tam bar no sin tam. Does that sound familiar, Rabbi Osai?
Doesn't mention tam or muad.
But does it sound familiar? No sin tam bar no sin tam.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going. Me'akli la'mayim u'men amayim chozim v'nivloa bakli. V'kulo heter kevan shenifka matam. Stop right there. Is this the same as Pesachim, or is it different than Pesachim? So we read klar at the Korban HaSalah and assumed it's different than Pesachim. And why do you say, Nathan, why is it different than Pesachim? Because why? What's missing over here?
Davar Muat.
Davar Muat. In my humble opinion, this is Davar Muat. Let's read it together again. Me'akli l'mayim, u'min ha'mayim l'kli, chozim v'nivloim ba'kli, okay? Chozim v'nivloim ba'kli, and what, in my opinion, the Rosh denies chaticha nasa nevela b'shari surin. It has to be prorated. If it's prorated, he's saying it's a davar muad. You're right. He doesn't say the word beferish davar muad. In my opinion, he means the davar muad. Because he's saying over here, it goes from the kli to the water. Without chanan, it goes the water back to the kli. It's only a small amount of it's a davar muad. V'kulo heter, kevan shenifkam hatam. What do you mean nifkam hatam? What's nifkam hatam?
It's an eino
ben yomo. So you have, it's a not bar not de hetera. And it's also davar muad. Why? Because you don't say chaticha nasa nevela. Let's go back to Pesachim. What do you say in that one line of Pesachim? I believe he means the same thing in both places. That's my personal view. The same thing in both places. But let's chazer again my pshat, and we'll see if the Korban HaSalah is tenable. Rabbo said the Rosh has two separate questions, as Mordechai correctly pointed out. The order is inverted. Let's go back to Pesachim, then we'll go back to Avodah Zarah one more time. What's the Pesachim? He has two questions. The first question he asks is, what do you gain the Hagolah? It's absurd. Hagolah is an absurdity. Let's read it in Pesachim first. Rabosai, where is it in Pesachim? I'm not finding it myself. Where is it in Pesachim? Oh, on top of the page. On top of the page. By the eighth line. The page Yud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Line begins. The Av, does everyone have my edition? Who does not have my edition? What's the different edition of the Rosh? You read online?
Yeah.
Oh, so I can't tell you what it is. You found it? You have it?
Yeah.
You can always search.
Yeah.
Okay, so you all have my edition. Let's read together. Eight line, Chanukah, week of Chanukah. Which reminds me, before anything else, have we arranged for a Chanukah Mesiba yet? Last time our... Wednesday? So it's Wednesday at 8 o'clock at my house. Post-dinner. You can't make it earlier because a lot of boys have classes until 7:45. So you can get there and you can make it in 15 minutes. If you meet at 7:45 downstairs, you got a car, you'll be at my house by 8. Okay, so everyone's invited cordially. Is that good for... I know one person can't make it. My address? 4499 Henry Hudson Parkway. Who has a car here? Okay. So we have two guys with cars. Anyone else that's not here has a car? Huh? Ari has a car. Okay, so if Ari can't come, I'll leave my car behind. I'll try to get a ride home so you can drive my car. My car's old enough that I'm happy to let anyone drive it. I think it's close to Mayor of Esther. Hashem. We don't want to stop there. My other car is already past Mayor of Esther. We don't say Mayor of Esther when it comes to cars. Baruch Hashem. Okay, with that little light moment of semi-comedy, let's return ourselves to the most serious matter of the rush on the line 8. 8 for Chanukah, word 1. We mean the first night of Chanukah of the 8 days, so we remind ourselves when the 8th line of the first word. So what do you gain? Why? Okay, now we're going to read the same thing in Avodah Zarah. Yes, exactly the same question. It's almost verbatim, right? Would you say it's almost verbatim? Almost verbatim. This is question 1 in Pesachim and 2 in Avodah Zarah. Now we're going to go to the second question that he asks. What's the second question that he asks? He asks this, almost with the same words. Why don't we make a gzeira when it comes to the Hagolein of Binyama, Otto Binyama? Let's read it first in Pesach. Let's read it first in Pesachim. Let's read it first in Pesachim. He says as follows. V'lo gazvina lahagil b'kli shein bas yoma, Otto kli shein bas yoma. V'chein lahagil kli shein ben yoma, Otto kli shein ben yoma. Yeah, that's the kasha. What's the answer? The awesome royal vigzor shem yivasha b'kli ben yomo hatav shel osam and hatoru. The gambishol tav shel osam b'nei abayis b'kal yitu and not the chatchil yivasha b'kli shem ben yomo kach yivasha b'kli shem ben yomo. It's a practical reason. Abol hocha. Again, I am the practical contrast. The gamma habola achshu is a rov. Kli ain't a regular lidos a mashkiach. What's the lomdash of contrast, Samach, Avalocha, Im, Yavzor, Vyivla, Ma'at, Menanifla, Davamuru, Veno, Sentam, Barno, Sentam. Now let's read Avodah Zarah. Now in Avodah Zarah, it's exactly the same question. Vidyuk, word for word. Word for word for word for word. Come on, the same question. Let's chazer again. It's the second line after the index. Below, guys, Vina, Gabi, Hagola, Cliche, and Benyamat, and Benyamat. Kid, guys, Vina, Hocha. When it comes to the Bishul, right? So what is the answer? He doesn't talk about the second answer is omitted completely. He's, in my opinion, giving the same as the first answer, but in different words. Let's chazer again. What was the first answer back in Pesachim? Let's just read one before, we're up to the Ayin and Avodah Zarah. Let's read one more time in Pesachim what he said. We can read the two parts. What did he say? That's the by Bishop. Abul Hocha, what a small samach is. Im yavza v'yivla ma'at min haniflat avamuru v'nosen tam v'nosen tamu. Now Avodah Zarah. Kevan di'en tzorich nami hagola. We'll come to that word in a minute. Lo gazrinan ele b'shul ha'tavshil. What do you say? That's the end of the answer. The Afrika was a new question. That's the end of the answer. Okay, Ben Shenzor, Nami Behagolo, Logazvina, and Elabashil, Atavshil. Very sparse. I'm telling you my Pshat, Rabosai. He means here the same as he means in Pesach. And what did he mean? He meant in Pesach, what I told you before. Since the Rosh, the Nars, Chaticha, Nas, and Avela,
He denies chaticha nasa nevela. So what are you worried about? What's the worst case scenario, Rabosai? What's he going to do? He's going to do a kasher within a day. What's going to be kasher within a day? In yavza v'yivla ma'amana nifla tovamuru v'nosentama nosentamu. It's going to happen, worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? What? They're going to go from the meat into the pot into the water, still a benyomo, and from the water back to the pot. That's a tragedy, right? Not such a big tragedy. Why? It's Dava. What do you call it over here one more time? What do you say? Dava muat and not barnat. Dava muat, we understand very well, because he denies chaticha nasa nevela. It's prorated. Right? As opposed to when you cook. So when you cook potatoes in the pot that has pork, so there's no prorating. As long as the pot is considered a kula misharina, now that whole pot goes into the potatoes become treif. It's a disaster. Here, the worst case scenario, you kasha the ben yomo. So it's a disaster. You really did a bad thing. So what happens? So you kasha the ben yomo. So the stuff went from the pot, which is considered shtik treif, into the water. The water is 10% treif. Goes back to the pot. The pot itself is now considered only 10% treif. So if you cook again another time, it's going to be kosher because it's going to be 1% treif. But the b'shishim. Again, I'm just pick the number that's going to be assumed 10 times the volume of the walls are in the water. I'm assuming that for the moment. That's my shot in the rush both here and there. I still haven't contended yet with Napanat the Yisura. Remember that. So we're going to come to that momentarily. This is my read. Now, the Korban Asano is against me, and I want to show you why I think the Korban Asano is incorrect. Let's read the Korban Asano, Samach. Again, Samach is answering, which question are we answering? It's so important to know. Which question are we answering? Why is there no Gzeira to do Bishul, Eina Ben Yom, Ata Ben Yom? So the Korban Asano says, V'shulei Avodah Zarah, Kozer Ben Atam Acher, V'kula Heter Kevin Shenifka Matam. What? Where did the Rosh say that in Masechta Avodah Zarah? V'kula heter kevan shenifka matam. Let's look inside. Where does it say in the Rosh Avodah Zarah? V'kula heter kevan shenifka matam. That's by the small tzaddik. What question is that answering, Rabosai? The question of not wanting to make a gzeira. Why? What did you gain? Rabosai, if you look on the Rosh over here in Masechta Psachim, on the eighth line, right? The tenth line actually. How's the tenth line begin? The same words. V'chulon het the kevish nifka matam. What's with the korban asado? He says, oh, and Avodah Zarah is a new phrase. Kulon het the. That phrase is verbatim from here on the same questions over here. It's answering a different question. Where's the korban asado coming from? I don't understand them at all. Someone following me? I think I'm right. I know it's hard to think you're right when it's the korban asado. I'm just reading it to you. The way I think, just textual analysis. The two different questions that are being asked, two different questions, two different answers. I'm just thinking that that's what I think. That's what I think. Of course, the question becomes on both sides. We still haven't tackled it. What have you gained by not barnat over here? It's not barnat the Isura. Right. So my shot over here is that the rush holds that not by not the Isura, at least in this particular case, maybe the Rabbanim. Maybe. The Rashba said it sounds like it's a Daraisa. Perhaps the Rush maybe holds it's a the Rabbanim. Perhaps. We'll come to that in Mitzvashem in more detail. Now, so far so good? Everyone understand what I'm saying? It's very important we understand what I'm saying. Now we're ready to tackle the Rosh and Avodah Zarah a little bit more. Okay? Back to the Rosh. You know what? Since we're in Pesachim first, let's go to Pesachim first. Let's go to Pesachim. Let's go. The more time we read it, the better off we'll be. Everyone has Pesachim, where we left off in Pesachim, then we'll go back to see it in Avodah Zarah too.
Right?
V'chaza v'nivla b'kli v'kulu heter v'avik demodavim mishalo v'kara kulun kupyut beiz demut alochlam b'kutach. Stop right here. Did you notice that only four lines earlier, what did the Rosh say? Avalhocha im yachza v'yivla mapana nifla davamuru v'nosin tam banosin tamu. But the question is obvious. It's not banat the Yisura. And here he's saying you need not banat the Hetera. So my answer was that not banat the Yisura is a problem, but it's only a rabbinical problem. The Rabbanan think a problem. And therefore, the worst case scenario is not as bad as in the case of Tavshin. But for the moment, I'm just pointing out it's a little bit strange. And no one, the Rosh doesn't mention it specifically, this distinction. Perhaps we'll see a little bit later. Vafilu l'divrei ha'mefarshim olu in nisfashtu lo rabosai. Even if you hold, this is critical, that we said that dogim sha'olu b'kara, you placed it on a hot flay shikapah. But some say if you cook it, it's worse. We spoke about this in Barichas last week. Hocha shari. I think it should be hocha, not hochi. Hoch, I think. What do you have? It was an old rush. Don't have an old rush? What does the Barilan say in the rush? Hocha or hochi? Hochi too? All right, I don't know what hochi is. I don't understand hochi. I thought it should maybe be whatever. Okay. Hochi shari? Okay. The hosam. Isn't it obvious? It says like a hocha. I'm not sure what. I don't know. I don't have the old rush with me. The hosam habasar hanivla bedogim choshev tam ki nivla ochel baochel should dogim ruyim laachilav habasar os tam l'shvach hilkach asal ochel bekuta im nisbashu begdeir. What happens? It goes from the pot, from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the water, and the water to the fish. Whoa, bashu, it's a very strong taste. Abul hocha. Where to go back to? Not to food. So what does that mean? So the Gron, I'll just say, it's not two knots, it's three knots. It's three knots, right? What happened? What happened over here? Rabosa, what happened over here? Erev Pesach. It's all about those who say there's no din of nap or not with two knots of nisbashlu. The answer is, over here it's an extra knot. It's chasir again, I'm sorry to get all these knots here. What's the case? Dogam shen nisbashlu b'kutach, according to some, is also, excuse me, dogam shen nisbashlu b'kederas basar, also l'ochel b'kutach. What happened to this fish? Let's get the whole history of the fish. Okay? Meat into a pot of water, right? Into the pot, into the back into the water which has the fish in it. But it's a tremendous amount of blia because there's always water around. That's awesome. Because there it's all food. It starts off with a pot, obviously, but everything else is food after that, right? It's pot through water into again. You have to get from the meat into the water in the pot, into the water into the fish. So since it's going from the pot into the fish, which is edible, and going through water, it's one more machmir. That fish is considered phleishik enough, you should put butter in it. What's our case? What case we're talking about over here? What's the case? You're kashering Rebosai. Erev Pesach before Chamishis. The kashering of chametz to kapah. So what happens? The chametz went into the pot, true, with water. Now what happens? You have a chametz to kapah, but it's before Pesach. So what goes on over here? So it goes from the pot into the water, and from the water, not into fish, no, it's going into what? Into a pot. So it's a pot. It's not Rabosai. It's not into a food. It's going into a utensil. We don't apply the principle of not by not in the case of the spashlu, the chumra, if it's going into a utensil. Some say it's an extra knot, it's three instead of two. That's what some of the achronim say. We're suggesting a bit of a different twist. It's going, if it lands up in a utensil and not in a food, the chumra of the spashlu does not apply. That's how I'm reading the rush over here, Rabosai, Mesiyata Deshmaya. here in Masechta the Pesach. We didn't get to tell about Azariah. Everyone see? Everyone see how we read it? That the Chumrah of Nizbashlu does not apply over here. It does not apply. Fine. Does not apply. Now again, it is three knots. So some use the word three knots for dafka, and some say it's not the three knots so much, it's the issue that's going into a food and not a pot. Yes, sir. Pot, not a food. I'm sorry, yeah.
So when the Rosh says it's not bren out because, assuming it's not ben yomo, the Rosh says that when the time goes out of the kli, it becomes bat.
No, he's talking about ben yomo, but it's before Shor HaMishis, so he's assuming it's heteor.
So he's assuming that it's not shishin, because then everything would be
right, bat. Right, right, without shishin. Let's not read in Avodah Zarah, Bosei. Let's read in Avodah Zarah and see what he says. Can we see what he says over here in Avodah Zarah? Please turn to Avodah Zarah and see what he says. Please turn. Please turn. You know, before we... one more thing. I just want to show you the Korban Asan al Tzadim. The Spashlo, Dafilu Gimel Nat Bebishal Asim. Even three, because if you go into the water, but the bishul is more has more absorption. Now I'll go back to Avodah Zarah. Rabbi said, please turn down with the Russian Avodah Zarah. Where do we leave off? Where do we leave off? The Yeshua wrote some Mahatil Lahagal after the Kli Ben Yoma after Pish Shishim and Shishim Ben Mayim Luvachi Yosam Akli Lamayim Bishol Shem Roasted. We may be in Ryan Perkol Abbasar. Kazayis basa shenafal toch yorah shel cholav roseach basa rasa v'cholav mutter. Why? Shem the mivla bala miflat lo polit basa rasa cholav shabah the nachmer sichos. In kenochanami mivla bli mayim as played as a kli miflat lo polit the toch a kli mashabala mimen. That's what some wanted to say. It's along the lines that we saw here in the rush with chulin davches. Now it's chulin kufches. 100 blat later. V'lav klumu says the rush. He thinks the whole thing is wrong. It's wrong. Alav erev Pesach, kodem arba shos, heteru, muta lahagel afilu ben yomo. So if you just say right? Havinat barnat, hakli b'mayim, b'choze v'nivla b'kli b'kulen heter.
Why after only
arba shos? After arba shos, there's also b'chilu. Good question. There's one girsa, and I don't want to mention it, but since you mentioned it. There's one girsa in the tour, Chamesh Shos. Everyone jumps on it. It can't be. The Yisra Achila is from Arba Shos. Know the answer? Who was it? The first shiur I gave in Perakol Shos. It was the very first shiur. Who was there? The first thing I said out of my mouth. Check the notes. The first thing I told you was the Brisker of. Brisker. The Brisker of says that the Issa Gavra in the fifth hour, Issa Chefs only starting in the sixth hour. They try to say over here, when it comes to Aron Yonim, it has to be Issa Chefs. Atkan, some suggest not Girsa in the Torah, but the Pashat about the Girsa here is better. Let's go on up to the last line now. Fahavi kimo dogim sha'olu b'kara sha'mutu le'ochlu b'kutach. Next column. It's a paraphrase of what you saw in Pesachim. Fafilu l'divri amafarashim olu in ispashlu lo. Hachashari. Why? The hosam abasar abalua bedogim. Choshiv tam kinivla ochel ba'ochel. What I told you before, right? That's my 2 verses 3. It's what it's going into. Ochel ba'ochel. Shadogim ruin lachile abasar nat bahem l'shvach. Hilkach osel ochel b'kutach and nizbash l'bikdeir. Abal ochel tam b'chomets hanifla min akli l'mayim v'choz hanifla b'dofni akli. And Choshev Tam Sheyarzo V'Yiflos B'Pesach L'Tocha Tavshil. Why? It went into a pot. Not 3 verses 2. Went to a pot as opposed to going into a food. That's a Russian in Avodah Zarah clarifies, but I consider to be the intention of the Rosh here in Masechta Pesachim as well. Fine. As well. Okay. Fine. Fine. Oh. Again, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, 2 verses 3, it bothers me a little bit. Does anybody say that? Yes. 2 verses 3. Why don't you take a look, Rabosai, in the Mordechai, Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav. I'm not done with Avodah Zarah yet, but keep your Xerox here. But just before, let's look for the minute for the Mordechai, Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav. Tuf Kuf is very brief. It's on page Aleph, column 2, line 4. Omna merapes of mutal hagel kodem dalat shows osam kaleb and ayom and shinishkam and chomets rosev also yom. Shareshkan gimel not. Here it is. The number 3, the magic word is 3. Gimel not. Shalhete. Beterem yavo isa keta. Hachomets nos in tam bikli. Vakli bemayim. Vahamayim chosen menos in tam bikara. What are we going to eat cooking it? Excuse me, but you're going to kasher in it. Vadai isu chametz lo igia. Avol yachad alat shol. So yachad kli ben yom el mikhen yishu shishim en amayim. Kimiyad shenifat chametz el amayim nas in nevelo. Vechozun venivlon bekli. Veosrin also. Chanan. Okay. This is what he says. Ad kan the Mordechai. He does mention the word 2 verses 3. Again, the Russian language in Avodah Zarah sounds to be more, it's more like in an ochel and versus now. The big day yesha is an enigma to me. I can't figure it out. I'm put my squad on it and I still can't figure it out. Os tzadi big day yesha. He says, Zelashon Kedushin Mizrahi. Afal gav de betray not. Sagi. Sherei dogim shalom bakara mutalochim bakutach. Afal gav de less well betray not. De teiro. Mikomakom, no. Kushta de milsa kamar. The nidon didan gimel nat yeshmo. The fact of the matter is, you have 3, even though he claims 2 would be enough. I don't know. I'm not sure it's really true. We just got through seeing that those who hold by Ms. Bashlu, it's not good. I'm just laying out what he says. And he says as follows, look in the Rokeach, and look in the Beis Yosef, Sof Simen, Tof Nunal, Shiboli Aleket, the Oz Lo Yiksha Midi, Lama Omar Shul Gimel Nos Neita. My fear is I cannot find this Beis Yosef. Someone searched, oh, maybe it says Shiboli Leket, not Shiboli Haleket. You searched for Haleket.
I did.
Yeah, but it came up. You found it at the end? No, you only found it once, the beginning.
It was at the beginning, I showed it to Rabbi. That was the only...
Can you search for the word leket? I happen to notice over here, you searched for haleket, I think, right?
I searched for both, it only came up under haleket.
So then I don't understand what's going on, I can't find this. I cannot find this at the end of Sof Simen Tov Nun Aleph. I'm just missing a piece. So if someone can find that for me, with my Gilead Ma'ashon Avodah Zarah, you have 2 searches here to also do for me, Rabbi Osai, come up with the answers. I'd appreciate it if you can be my... research assistants. Okay, Rabosai, before we conclude this parsha, I want to show you an amazing line in the Pilpula Charefa that you all have in front of you. It's the end of Osmen. End of Osmen. Please look very carefully. End of Osmen. So I mentioned to you before, the Rush is a question whether the Rush holds Nasa Nevela Bashar Surin or not. Okay. Vimken Kashal Atur, line 2 in your Avodah Zarah, it's right before Nun, it's obviously the end of Men. Vimken Kashal Atur, Shekosa Vesim and Sadi Beis, Shadas Rabbeinu, the Lok Rabbeinu Ta. That's what we saw here in Psochem, right? We saw in the Korban Asanel, Patak Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeis Yosef Kosav Shom, Loha the Ainez, Shinovel, the Borah, the Tirith, Moshe Kosav. Ava Mehach, the Hocha, Lohiske Klum. Apparently, the tour and the Beis Yosef forgot about the Rosh here in Avodah Zarah. The Vadid Les Nagar Ubar Nagar the Lifrakune. What does that mean? What does that phrase mean? Does anybody know what that phrase means? What's a nagar?
A
carpenter. There's no carpenter or son of a carpenter who can fix this one. This is a kasha which no one can fix. So writes the Pula Harif, the end of Osmen. What's bothering him? If the Rosh Rav Osai holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim and he denies Chaticha Nas and Nevela Bishari Surin, then what's he worried about? Why does he say over here, Avon Nisbashel Batsorach Mesli Esli Bishal Achron? Why? We should say, we should give the proportional, what's the proportional answer? I have what? I cooked treif in it. And now I waited less than 24 hours, and I cooked water in it. So now I have to wait another 24 hours. Why? If you deny nat bar nat, excuse me, if you deny chanan, you do the proportional theory. What do you do? So Rabbi Osa, can I give examples? It's now 2:13. So at 2:13, Rabbi Osa, the bad thing happened. Tray food fell into my pot. Oy, 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 oy. Bad thing. And I decide I'm going to kasher it tomorrow after Shia. No, it's early Shia, but I'll kasher it tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, that's more than 24 hours. Great. Unbeknownst to me, somebody goes to my house tonight at 8 o'clock and cooks up water. And the rush is no good. No good. You have to have this bashaba, so may says me bishul achro. Why? Why you just say, when the guy cooked the water at 8 o'clock, so what happened? So when it went out and came back in again, only 10%, you know, it's chanan. So what's the big deal? So why can't I kasher it tomorrow at 3 o'clock, even though it's not 20 hours after 8 o'clock? That's the kasher, there's no answer. Look on the bottom, the kovetz mefarshim. The less nagar or bar nagar lefakine. Ayin shach, yoredeya tzadidah letzivkom chaveis. Is that, was the next word appear on your sheet? What? Cut off? What does it say? What? The last line of the page. What does it say? The very last page. Kovas Mefar. Nothing? The word Mefarshim appear? What's the word on the Mefarshim? Cut off? I'm sorry. The word is the Parkine. Yeah, Parkine? He is the carpenter. Did you know the Shach was a carpenter? Who knew that? The Shach is a carpenter. He figured it out. So I brought in the Shach. I brought the Shach in. Can you imagine? He says there's nobody in the whole wide world who can fix this one. And the Bible says, the Shach fixed it. Let me read you the Shach. Okay. I have a Shach for you. Sadi Dalit, Sivkot Mechav Beitz. Sadi Dalit, Sivkot Mechav Beitz. Very important. Very important. Uh-huh. Okay. He quotes what he calls the Madane Melech. Mem Mem. Did we see someone said Mem Mem before in the Bible itself from somewhere? Did we see Mem Mem anywhere today?
Yeah,
the Korban Asala. Mem Mem is Madane Melech. Who's the Madane Melech? The Tosfos Yontif wrote two strong on the bottom of the Rosh. What do you call them? The Madane Melech. And the Lechem Chamudos. You always have these references in the Mem Mem and the Lamed Ches. You don't know what in the world he's talking about. Because they changed the title. I don't know why they changed the title. You know the history? They went and they mastered on the Tosfos Yontif. He was a murdered by Malchus. Because you want a sefer called Madane Melech. Can you believe it? Now why did he call the sefer Madane Melech? Who knows? You know, a little expertise in Chumash? Ul Osha Shmeinu Lachmo. Who yitain Madani Melech Pshan the Rosh Rabbeinu Asher. Just being cute. You'd be cute, you end up in jail. Madani Melech. That's why it's called Shmeina Lachmo. Lechem Chamudos. He changed it to Divrei Chamudos and Madani Yontif. His name was Yontif. Because he was they were master on it. So you see Mem Mem and Lamed Ches. What's he talking about? That's what he's talking about. Okay? Here it's called the Pula Charifta. It's in a different name. But by the same author. Okay? Kosav, the me'ach mashma, the svir le'le rosh, the amin ha'chatich ha'nas tevel b'sharach chol yisurim, v'shtamit tzeh le'atul b'yisur, so the svir rosh shom, v'les nagar u'bar nagar, the yifrikine, ad kan. Says the shach, v'lo amarti al sov daito, the hadava boruk in the pirashti. Now, what's the Pirashim? Let me tell you what the Pshat says earlier. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Listen, 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 listen. The Torah, Rabosai, the Torah says you don't say Chaticha Nasna Ve'el Shar Asurim. And he still quotes this then. What does he say? I'm reading even the Shach verbatim. Dimitam Acher Lo Shayach Klal Nat Bar Nat B'Dover Iser. As the Ran says in Chulin, Lo Shari Nat Bar Nat Ela B'Shal Heter Kibosu B'Cholach. Keva the Tam Sheni Adayin Heteru. Keva the Iklish Kulei Hai Lo Chashiv Leser. Ava B'Midi the Isura. Kol Hecha Dika Tam Aklal Oser Atzof Kol Ha'olam. A verbatim quotation of the Ran. And that's what the Rosh means over here in Avodah Zarah. What did the Rosh mean? Open your Rosh Avodah Zarah one more time. One more time and see what he said and why he said it. The Shach is a simple pshat as to what he said and why he said it. Let's chazer again. Avon had this special bo. Sorech me eis le eis mi bishul achron. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about what? Shari surin. Right? You don't say chaticha nasa nevela, but it's a nat bar nati yisura. A nat bar nati yisura is a total disaster. A nat bar nati yisura is simply asur. And for this very reason, you have to make sure that nothing was cooked in it within 24 hours. Nothing, not even water. Of course, you may ask, and this is you shouldn't put the fulfillment orders down too much. Very granted that it's a not by not, and it's also. If you don't say chaticha nasa nevela, it's only also a little bit. Right? The prorated, you said before. The shachas doesn't matter. I hope it came that they were made a takana. You have to wait 24 hours from the last usage. Maybe because there's some cases where it's not going to be a large ratio. You know what's going to be? You can cook in the batter of both sides. The bottom of the pot, a small amount, maybe even less than the volume of the entire of the walls, and maybe it's going to be proportionally no good. I wanted to make this an aura. I also have to come back to all this, not tomorrow, but the next day. We're going to come back to this. One more go around. I want to tell you that the Ran Rabosai asked the same question that's a very good question. That what do you gain by Hagolah? It goes in, comes out. What do you gain? What do you gain? Nothing. What do you gain? You seem to gain. Yes, I'm sorry.
I found the Shibboleth Halakha. He says explicitly, like Rabbi wanted to say, that you need Gimel Nos Netam because of the Chosam Amachmer on Mitbashel.
So that's how come I couldn't find it? What?
It's not. It must not be in the Beis Yosef. It's in the Shibboleth Halakha.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Just curious why it's not itself, man. Good. Okay, Rabbi Osai. So I'm putting away the Shach for the moment, and I want to point out to you. That this issue, which is raised again, which is raised by the Rosh, what do you gain with kashering, is I believe found in the Ran as well on page Chaf Aleph. I think. Let's take a look. Turn to page Chaf Aleph. I think it's there. Let's see what's this take. When we saw the Rosh has a question. What do you gain by kashering? Goes in and goes out and comes right back in again. I think it's here. Here. Please. No, it's page Chav Gimel. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Page Chav Gimel. Page Chav Gimel. Here it is. You read it yesterday in Shir. It's the Yom Tov. It's a new paragraph in our edition. If you have my edition, it's the last full paragraph on page Chav Gimel. The Yom Tov Ayim came Maho Aldo B'Takon Ezu. Follow Af Kora Magala Masha B'Tocha Kli Pogamu Eina Ben Yomo Hafilo Ochi Tzorach Agala. And now it's going to be saying, you gain nothing, you gain nothing. So the Rosh asks the question. What is the answer? Lowi. The awesome tchilas liyoso menamishubachu. Viroanos anu ki iluhu bishifcho achiyiflo. Shechoshuchachomim shemato matalo lishtamish polach ayomo. Nochesh liyob lishtamish polach biyomo. So we're going to, even though it's really, Rabosai, not mishubach, it's the start of mishubach, we give it a status of a Shubach anyway. So we have to make an Isser, Rabosai. We have to make an Isser not to again. What's the question? Maho Aldo B'Takonazu B'Kashu G'Ene Ben Yomo. You've accomplished nothing. The answer is no. Originally, it started off Meshubach. Now, the last seven words are the most important thing. Aval koma shebolea min hapogum mut. What do those words mean? What do those words mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So let's take a look at the asterisk here. The Karni Reim. It's the last piece in the Otz and Mefarshim on page Chav Gimel. Just a few lines. Kol Masha Polea Men Apogo Mutter. Aina Vodazara Samachesam and Aleph. She is Chilik Ben Srucha Meikara Linisnabla Vachakach Nisrucha. Rabosai. If it's Srucha Meikara, it's Poga Meikara, we're more Meikil. If it became Poga Meikara in the middle, we're more Machmir. Vim Kane. Be'eno Ben Yomo having Nisnabla Vachakach Nisrucha. Because it first became Eno Ben Yomo before you cashed it. Abo Ben Amasha Choser Bolea. What comes in? Now, and before you kasher it was meshubach meikara. After you kasher it, it's srucha meikara. Rabosai, it's srucha meikara. And then, what does it mean? It's very tricky language in the Ran. It confused me for a while. Take a look, Rabosai, in the lush of the Ran. Please help me out. I got confused. Maybe you got confused as well. Rabosai, look, please look inside. What did the Ran say a bit earlier? Let's consider again. Let's see if I can find exactly what I'm looking for. Now, what's mutter b'di'evad, Rabbi Osai? See, who asked this question? What do we gain? The Rosh asked the question, right? Let's just keep one hand in the Ran and go one hand in the Rosh. Just going to end with this and have to do the rest of the Rosh tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about pans. Rabbi Osai, pans, right? Pots and pans. We didn't get to talk about, and the knives. Tomorrow is pan and knife day. Pans primarily in the Rosh, and knives primarily in the Ran. Tomorrow's pans and knives, okay? Everyone should be bone up on your pans and your knives and your klirishin and your klisheni. But looking in the Ran and a little bit in the Mordechai, this is tomorrow's shiur. Okay, just give you a coming attraction. Let's go back to the Rosh that we read before. He has the same question as the Ran. What do you gain with the Sagola? Where's that Rosh? Help me out. Where did the Rosh ask that question? What did you gain by Hagola? What did you gain? Eighth line, the first word. The Alpha Pisha Tama Pogam and Nifla Mimenachos and Nifla Besocho. Tanika Kona Hagola. Right, so what did you gain? Ein Bochashash. Tabika Nosin Tam, Banosin Tam. Shinifla Menakli Lamayan, Vachos of Nifla Bekli, Vachul and Heter, Kavan Shinifka Matam. Okay, what's he saying? Sounds like it's saying, what? So it's a question, how you read the words. Are we talking about the Tashel? Are we talking about the Kedera? Okay? The question was, what did you gain by the Hagolah? The food is kosher no matter what, even before the Hagolah. Seems to me, Rabosai, we're not discussing the food at all over here. We're discussing the Kedera. At the Kedera, Rabosai, was Pogain, was Bolea Min Ha Pogum. Not discussing the Tavshim. We're talking about the Kedera itself. Okay, it's very important. Avokomasha Bolea, not the food as I thought originally. No. What the pot is Bolea. The pot is Bolea Min Ha Pogum. And therefore it's mutter. So I thought originally it meant the tafshin. I'm incorrect. It really means the kedera. The kedera only got from pogum. It's pogum eikara. Pogum eikara is fine. It's fine. Very, very important to understand this. Okay? Now, since we have two more minutes, I just want to show you about pants. It's a little bit as a preview for tomorrow. Right where we left off, Rabosai, in the rush, right where we left off. Umachvas shemetagnim ba. Cause of Aviho Ezri, that's the Rabbi Yo. Who got Libeshem Abba Mori Achar Ptiraso? I was told by my father after he died, She Matricha Libun, the Medamila the Tanner, She Ofenbo the Boy Ezri. Second oven. For those Zachisi Lodun Lefana. Abba, he was a big time talker, Rabbi Yoel Alevi, the father of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoel Alevi. The Nira Li, I the son think, the Sagila Bahagola, for Hochi Nog Alma. It's enough to this is halacha lemaisa every single day. How do you kasher a pan? So the father and son have a fight. Father says liba and the son says agola. We like the son, right? We love to be making this question together. Machavas mach. We'll see soon. Chada the chazina leinyan chiyuv chala yov hashas chadina the tigun ubishul. To be machayv and chala tigun is like cooking. It's not like baking. Pesu lo chilku chachamim ben yoro liyora. Afagav the Eish Yorah Shemetagnim Bo Chelef. Have a pot that you fry fat. Vesu, it says in Tosefta, Hayoros Mechame Chame V'tigun Madichan B'rochsen Adchan Devar. So therefore you see that the Zoom to be Megal, says the Rav Yoh. V'yesh Amim, says the Rosh, the Pa'amim Shemetagnim Bo V'nisyabe Shashemen V'nefa Masha B'socha B'lo Shemen. The oil dries up and you're in effect baking in the pan. Now they can mafetana for the besochai. They are below mashke. Below chach tzrich aliba kamo shpuna vaskalos. Below nihirali says the rush. Why? The avad olachos lezeh in a pan. Him kain kol kederes from malchus panim mechashim amarko makdiach letavshul v'nisra v'nidvek ledofnek. Even a cholent pot out of pan. So as it burns. But tzarach libun below matzina mishachos lezeh elahein a timer. Afal pishin nisraf and nidbek ledofen akadera lachluchis mashkeish betavshul elushu yavesh ledofen akadera v'lo mikri tashmish neor latzricho libun. Therefore, it's enough to have a goli paskins machmas ayora sheish but tlai. What's a tlai?
Patch.
And my gilin also the pishah bulua shetachas a tlai ain't on nifla de agola. And don't say whatever came out will come out the first time. No, the last night of the rush. Dim tinsaloma came. Him came toal agolah the kli cheres kashi. Whatever comes out the first time, comes the first time. No, elavare pole todir maat maat. So to under the patch. So I wanted to make a siyum on the rush of Moses. I made a siyum, although a little bit quickly. Tomorrow we'll go over this quickly. We'll start with the Ran, the Iyun Rav, the Ran and the Mordechai. Tomorrow Shir, the Ran and the Mordechai. 11 o'clock for Saturday Shemai. Okay, one more time. Wednesday evening in my house at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow.